Today, Attorney General Eric Holder addressed a civil rights group meeting that included the parents of Florida shooting victim Trayvon Martin and said the Justice Department will take appropriate action if its investigation finds evidence that a federal criminal civil rights crime has been committed. And Florida's special prosecutor said she will make an announcement about the state investigation by Friday. The lawyers for the shooter, George Zimmerman, say they're no longer representing him because they haven't heard from him since Sunday. They say he's in hiding far from Florida, suffering from stress, and that against their advice, he contacted the special prosecutor, Angela Corey, and Sean Hannity of Fox News. There's a lot going on. Mark Caputo is a reporter for the Miami Herald. He joins us. And Mark, let's check in. First of all, what do you make of this announcement by George Zimmerman's attorneys that they're not representing him?
I make it that we're in Florida. You know, welcome to Florida. This is just one of the many weird twists and turns that seem to happen in cases of weird twists and turns that wind up emanating out of the state.
Well,
you know, we had Casey Anthony a little while ago, and now this.
Well, in fact, the attorneys mentioned Casey Anthony in a kind of a funny way yesterday. But I'm just wondering, you know, is there a feeling there in the Florida area, maybe even on the part of Zimmerman's critics, people who think he shouldn't have been armed as a neighborhood watchman and should have stayed in his car, that he's maybe bearing the brunt of scrutiny that should be directed more towards Florida law? We know there have been so many other cases similar to this one under the Hold Your Ground law.
Yeah, so, well, the Stand Your Ground law, that's true. Understand that a lot of the scrutiny being paid to the Stand Your Ground law is in part because it's a gun law. Now, yes, this child was shot probably by George Zimmerman, but heck, I don't want to get sued, but I imagine there's a long line of people in front of me. But you know, other people who have pleaded protections under Stand Your Ground have still been arrested. There's no evidence that says because the Stand Your Ground law exists, Zimmerman got out of his car, followed the kid, and then shot him. Right now, what the attention of Stand Your Ground, rightfully so, is whether or not the police and prosecutors at the time acted rightfully by declining to arrest him. And we'll have an answer to that perhaps today, tomorrow, or by Friday from the special prosecutor.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is there some sympathy towards Zimmerman because there's been so much focus on him, even though, as we said, there are critics of what he did. His attorneys say he's unable to see a psychologist because he could be spotted. There's a bounty out for his arrest issued by the new Black Panther Party. You know, is there a sense that, well, wait a second, this issue may be bigger than this one man?
Well, I had written about this a little while ago now. There is a partisan political divide that you're seeing forming here, and, you know, that's a convenient way to start talking about Sean Hannity. But you're finding kind of a partisan division. Republicans seem more inclined to feel sympathy for and to criticize and question Trayvon, and you seem to see Democrats and liberals more who criticize Zimmerman and question his actions and are holding Trayvon up to be a victim. Don't get me wrong, he is a victim. The kid was shot, and I imagine, though I don't know, that if George Zimmerman can do this all over again, he wouldn't have gotten out of that car. He wouldn't have shot that kid.
Well, given what you said, though, that this is becoming politicized, and I'm going to rush to say that we heard early on many of the Republican presidential candidates talking about it as a tragedy, and you know, it's not the lines aren't as clear as you're saying, but there is a schism growing and growing, and we're wondering in that case if we don't know what the state prosecutor is going to say, but if he is arrested, George Zimmerman, and put on trial, is that going to be possible in Florida?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be possible, but I think almost anywhere you go, if you just look at the facts as we know them now those facts will change, convicting George Zimmerman is going to be almost impossible, in my opinion, because you had the prosecutors at the time declining to arrest him. You had the police at the time who didn't arrest him. You can almost present a defense against a prosecution by using the actions of the arm of prosecution of the government in place at the time when the incident occurred. There are no real eyewitnesses to what happened. I think it's going to be very difficult for prosecutors, if they charge him, to get a conviction beyond all reasonable doubt that Zimmerman did this. Now, that is murdered or really shot him recklessly. I don't know. We'll have to see what charges, if any, the prosecutor comes up with. But it's going to be a tough case to prosecute.
Well, as you said, that's where we are poised right now. We're going to have to wait to see what both the state prosecutor and the federal investigation come up with. Mark Caputo with the Miami Herald, thanks for, sort of bringing us up to date.
Thanks.